866-2237.
Once his, did you pay up and file, or did you go for an extension? Hey, I think a lot of people went for the extension. A UN investigation into the death of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto could have been prevented. Her death, that is, that's what the investigation yielded. No kidding, when you think of what happened to her, we're going to wind the clock back and take a look at that. That was a strange day, to say the least. Avalanche of emails in the mailbag talking about tax day and the Tea Partiers. We'll jump to those emails at the end of this hour, too. So lots to look forward to. Kate Delaney swinging into the weekend, folks. Boy, I hope it's nice, shiny, fabulous weather wherever you are. Sunny, not really shiny, but sunny weather would be good, wouldn't it? We've been through floods, mudslides, earthquakes, all kinds of crazy things the past few months. Snowstorms in places where you don't normally get that much snow. So I looked across the map, and it looks to be pretty clear sailing this week and almost anywhere from east to west and everywhere in between. We hope you join the conversation. I don't care if you're left, right, or any of those particular labels or whatever you are. 800-259-5791. That's the beauty of America tonight. It's about the conversation, any and all of it. We're also going to talk about the climate bill. Oh, yeah, the Senate climate bill is going to be revealed to all April 26th. And what is it going to look like? I had an interesting conversation today with somebody on the Hill, and I'll tell you about that. First, let's jump to those Tea Partiers, though. I don't know if you saw any where you live, but I can tell you that there were a handful in Dallas, Texas, on both sides of the street, probably maybe 50, just carrying signs. There was no organized rally. In a lot of places, there were rallies that, you know, singers came out, speakers came out, and people had signs. What I saw was not organized, and it was just people on both sides of the street with signs, kind of, you know, holding them up and yelling some things, but no true rally. Now, this was taking place all over the country, more people jumping on board the idea of being a Tea Partier. And I think we talked about in our last show what really is somebody that's part of this movement. And there, I don't think there is a real definition other than what's starting to emerge in these polls is wealthy. That people have this idea it's a redneck showdown, but not according to a lot of people that have gone to them. That's not really the kind of people that you're seeing at the tea parties, and it probably depends on where you are. Not necessarily just Republicans. There's Democrats and Independents that have been involved too. I think it depends on the scope of what's being talked about, who the speakers are, is it organized, that whole kind of thing. Because this Tea Party movement has been around for 14 months now, and the perception is, or pretty much, what the reason was for the Tea Party was overspending in Washington. And certainly overspending is going strong. And, you know, do you consider yourself to be part of the Tea Party movement? Do you think it'll actually play any kind of a role in American politics, or will it play any kind of a role? I think the more people that go to rallies or events are held, perhaps it gets a little bit of teeth. There are people paying attention to it, but they're not quite big enough yet. Here was what it sounded like earlier in the day at one of those tea parties.
We represent the second person in the relationship, meaning the American public. And for a long time now, I think our marriage with the government's been a little bit oppressive and a little bit one way. And we would like to just stand up now and say, you know what, there's two in this relationship.
What they need to do is listen to the people who elected them. Yes, they voted for change. But of course, when change is not detailed in an election, you sort of get what you bargained for, and we're getting change that most of the public does not like.
I would start with their salary. I would start cutting some of the administrative salaries, meaning the senators and the congressmen and the president of the United States. Let's cut some money out of these salaries Let's show the people that you're serious about this, that you want to cut this deficit in half, then you take a lower salary.
All right, you take a lower salary. I agree with that. There's actually somebody, there's actually a congresswoman who's trying to do that, not getting much support, however, for that kind of legislation, or getting much backing from others that would like to do the same thing. So you had Tea Party activists that were out in the final protest in Washington, and as part of the Washington deal, they actually announced a list of congressional Democrats that they're targeting for defeat in November. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about it, and she said, you know, the impact on the upcoming midterm elections, I think it's going to have an impact more on the Republicans in November, because we're keeping our eye on the ball as to what our own races are and to keep going in a forward direction. And she's saying that the Republicans are going to get some backlash that they don't expect they're going to get, because tea parties are promoting conservative challenges to a lot of the Republican candidates in their primaries. Now, I said I would go to the mailbag at the end of the hour, and I will, but this may be, other than Election Day, the most emails that I have ever gotten on America Tonight. So a lot of you had opinions on Tax Day and Tea Parties and Tea Partiers. Not all of it favorable, some of it favorable. I'll read a quick one here from Alan. Alan says, Kate, you're a smart woman. I know you are not on board with this whole Tea Party nonsense. These are a bunch of idiots who have money to burn and nothing to do. So much time on their hands that they can go and protest and dress up in funny little costumes and wear the tricorn hats. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and accomplishes nothing. And we got another one here from Gail. Gail, listening to us on WVMT in Vermont. Hey, Kate, I've never written to the show before, but I do listen to you. A lot of times I catch a replay here in Vermont, depending on what hour it is that I'm up. I know that a lot of people are talking about the tea parties, and today is the crescendo of the tea parties because they're all over the country. I'm wondering about the Tea Party crashers and what it ultimately was like. I don't understand why there's such a backlash against this Tea Party movement. Who cares? Our country was based on freedom of speech. And even if I don't agree with the Tea Party people, or I don't go to a rally, which I don't, I can't understand why we can't let our brothers and sisters speak their mind. All right, good for you, Gail. So somewhere in the middle. I say somewhere in the middle because she doesn't agree with it, but she's saying, hey, let them alone. Let them do what they want to do. I guess the real thing here and why Nancy Pelosi reacted to this is, will there be any kind of, she's saying there's going to be a backlash, that people across America don't like the whole Tea Party thing and they won't vote for the Republicans, so it's going to blow up in their face. And I think I agree with Gail. I know I agree with Gail, and I've said this on the air. I support any kind of free speech, even if I don't agree with it. Because we start to squash free speech, then we squash what America's all about. And there were a lot of people in other big cities that were out in force and organized kind of Tea Party rallies. We'll talk about them throughout the show. And like I said, we'll check in with the mail at the end of the hour. And there's more than just the two you heard there. Keep this number close, 800-259-5791. Next, we're talking about getting into a house and getting a tax break. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoubleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Talking about taxes and if you paid or not, and whether or not you file for an extension, or if you've already gotten your money back from the government, how sweet is that? You know, on this show often, even our previous show, we were talking about mortgages and housing and what the markets were doing, and is this a good time to buy a house, especially if it's your first house, or if you've been in a home for a while and you're looking to try to get into another house. There are some tax breaks that you can take advantage of. So here to talk about those things, the breaks, et cetera, or, you know, get in quickly, the buy, close, deal as fast as possible, and, you know, forget about all the doom and gloom and ugliness that you've heard out there. Maybe things are turning around, and this may be the best chance for some of you to grab the brass ring and get into that first home. So joining us here on America Tonight is Elise Glink, and she's written a book called Buy, Close, and Move In. How perfect is that? Hey, Elise, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Nice to be up at night with you.
There you go. Is it a really good time? If you can pull it together, let's say you're a first-time home buyer and you're just so worried, you're hesitant, you hear crappy headlines and crazy forecasts, and you're trying to look in the crystal ball, and, oh, geez, I'm renting, and I don't want to throw money down the drain, but I'm worried about the economy. What would you say to somebody trying to wrestle with that?
I would say that unless you're perfectly comfortable with where you are economically, emotionally, socially, don't go spending $200,000. It's not chicken feed. It's a lot of money. You're going to work really hard for that 30 years to pay off the mortgage. So as good as the home buyer tax credits are, and they're good, it's not worth buying something if you're really not ready for it.
Yeah, that's good advice. But there is a thing. It is. It's true. Because if you,
you seem surprised.
It's you know, then all that somebody's doing is it's that negative thing. It's that struggle in your head. It's almost like you're creating this scenario. So it's not good if you're not comfortable. But then there is the thing where sometimes you waffle and you're going back and forth and you really could afford to do it. Is there such a thing as just taking too much time and blowing a good opportunity?
Well, agents for years have told me stories about buyers who just would not get off the fence and make a move. And what seems to cure this, and I've watched it now since I wrote my very first book back in 1994, 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask, and now 12 books later, it's still the same thing. If you decide to buy a house but you're kind of a waffler, you haven't really made the commitment to go out and do it, as soon as you start losing houses to other people, it cures you of that really fast, because either you're going to get up and start moving faster or you're going to get out of it altogether and go back and rent, because the thought of actually making the commitment is too terrifying. In the book that I've written just now, Buy, Close, Move In, what I do is look at all of the things that terrify us and have terrified us since the housing bubble burst a few years ago. And we're all afraid about losing our jobs. We're all afraid about our 401ks never coming back and never being able to retire. But again, if you feel pretty secure in your job and you know where you want to live for the next 5 to 10 years and you pretty much are settled and moving forward, this is a very good time to think about buying a house. And the government kicking in $8,000 or $6,500 is just a bonus on top of that.
Well, now the question is, the tax credits was supposed to end last November. They're extended to April 30th. So would you still be able to get that credit by the time you close and all that stuff?
You have to have a signed valid contract by the end of this month, April 30th, 15 days from now. And then you have to actually be able to close on the property by the end of June, June 30th. The real question is, what happens if you blow it? Are houses still worth buying even if you can't get the tax credit? And I would say that there are two reasons that I think, yes, the answer is it doesn't really matter all that much. One is that mortgage interest rates are at a 45-year low. They're just over 5%. And when I bought my first house, I paid 11.75% interest on my loan. And people look at me today like, no. I'm like, yeah. And I'm not even that old. I just bought when I was really young. The other thing to keep in mind is that home prices have come down 20, 30%. 40, 55% in some cases. I know you cover much of the country with this talk show. There are places around the country where home prices have dropped off 50% or more. And if you're buying a house for the next 5 to 10 years, it's a remarkable opportunity to get in.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love what you said about the interest rates. So true. I can't believe it. Over 11 for you when you bought, and you look at 5 now. And that's going to shoot up here eventually, right?
Absolutely. I think that interest rates have nowhere to go but up. It may not happen this week or this month. Actually, we've already seen interest rates bump up just a little bit. I refinanced back in November and got a 15-year loan at 4.25%. And when I was able to get that rate, I turned to my husband, who's a real estate attorney, and I said to him, honey, we are never getting rid of this loan. We're done. This is it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. That's good. And, you know, you said you are a real estate expert. What are a couple of tips people could use when they go in and look at houses? I think people are just, they get dog tired. They maybe look at too many. They get confused. I mean, is there a way to narrow it down?
You know, I'm glad you asked, because I actually spend a lot of time in this book, Buy, Close, Move In, talking about selectivity and about how to identify amazing opportunities with real estate, whether it's foreclosures or short sales or just a seller who's really desperate to get rid of the property, unload it, move on with their lives. You can move in and have a really great opportunity. And part of it comes from knowing exactly what you want in a house and what you can't live without. This idea of a wish list and a reality check, of putting on paper all the things that really matter to you, the size, the amenities, the location, the commuting time, distance to friends, family, house of worship, coffee bar, you know, whatever it is that's important to you about the neighborhood and then about the house itself, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the condition, the yard, what kind of countertops it has. I really encourage readers to be very specific, because once you figure out the difference between what you want and what you absolutely can't live without, then you begin to understand what the idea of compromise is all about, and you can become selective in a very objective way about the houses you're seeing. And instead of seeing them as like this big, huge thing you're going to be emotionally tied to, you start seeing it as, you know, one of a million. It's a commodity, and there are lots of places that you could be happy as long as it meets your needs and your wants.
And location, 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 too. It has to be, right?
Oh, my gosh. Location has never been more important because it's not even just about the state or the city or the neighborhood. What's going on now with housing affects where each house is located on each individual block in a neighborhood. It's gotten to a very micro level, and you really have to pay attention to what's going on in your neighborhood because your neighborhood of choice could be fine, and six blocks away, they could be having a foreclosure crisis, and if you don't know, you might buy in the wrong place.
Well, that's great advice. Hey, I can't believe you have time for a husband because aren't you, you're like, you do a two-hour radio show, you're a blogger, you on CBSMoneyWatch.com, you've written what, this is your 10th book? That's crazy.
You know,
you're busy.
I stay up at night. What can I tell you? I have a husband and I have two kids, and you know, what's nice about it is that my husband, Sam, who's a real estate attorney, he and I write a syndicated column together called Ask the Real Estate Lawyer. And so when we get all these questions coming in that really deal with more of the legal side of it, I just turn to him and I say, honey, this one's yours. And he
well,
has
that makes
to write
it easy.
It.
No kidding. Well, it was a delight having you on the show. We'd love to have you back, and we'll tell everyone they can get buy, clothes, move in. You can grab it on Amazon.com. It's out of bookstores all over the place. Elise, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great advice from a super, super expert. You heard what Elise had to say there. If you're shopping around, the whole idea about location, which all of us know, but what she's saying about paying attention down the block and everything else. But in particular, the fact that her first house was over 11% when you're talking about the interest rate. 11%, imagine 5% or lower. Some people got 4 and something. That's amazing. I was talking to a guy the other day about his first house. He was somebody in a coffee shop, and he was telling me he paid 13 interest. I'm sure some of you can relate to that depending on when you got your house and what a difference that can make. And I think she's right. Those interest rates can only go up, and you're starting to see them creep up a little bit. So, you know, hopefully a few people listening to me anyway, you got lucky, the timing was right, and you were able to get into a house and take advantage of some of those breaks, maybe even the tax breaks, because there's also that $6,500 tax credit too. But time is ticking if you're going to get into one now. Like she said, you know, April 30th, that's it. That's D-Day for that kind of a break. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends right here on ATN.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Get ready for another weekend. Perhaps before we hit the headlines, you might be thinking of catching a flick. Is there anything worth seeing? That is the question, right? Because now when you get to the cinema and you pony up the do-re-mi you need, if it's you and the wife, the girlfriend, whoever, you know, it's $9 sometimes a piece for tickets, $10 in some areas. So you're talking $20, you're taking the kids, still could end up costing you a bloody fortune, and the concession stands are what really kill you. And I know we talked about this one time a long time ago in America Tonight about taking in your own stuff, and I've noticed more people are doing that. I look around, and I know they did not get that giant Kit Kat bar at the concession stand. They didn't do that. I can see the wife sneaking it out of her purse. I'm surprised. I guess they can't do that. You know, anymore you get the pat-downs at the airport to go to the soccer stadium or the football arena or wherever. And you're subject to the search. You have to open up the bag and whatnot. But they don't do that at the movie theaters, thank goodness. So when you see a big bag, it's almost a sign. I know people carry, women carry big bags. That's a fashion trend. But it's also a way to smuggle in the goodies. And honest to God, I'm not kidding you. I don't know how they did it. It was a pretty big purse. I saw somebody one time take a medium pizza out of a purse. Medium pizza. That's like the craziest thing I've seen anyone sneak into a theater. Because then I'm thinking, it's got to be cold pizza. Unless they just picked it up around the corner, shoved it in the purse, and got in that theater so quickly. Because pizza goes cold so fast anyway, right? But it was wild to see it come out of the bag, I have to say. So we got a cheap little movie review for you, back by popular demand. We've been doing it the last couple of weeks. I stopped for a while, and I couldn't believe it that people were paying attention to it. So I decided, in the mix of the politics and the fury that we all feel over taxes and how we're getting robbed here and there, that it was fun to lighten the load and bring back a movie. So that's exactly what we're doing. And in looking at this week's movies, it's nothing that great that's come out. There's some good ones coming up. Like if you liked Iron Man, Iron Man 2 or whatever they're calling it, it looks like it could be pretty good because Robert Downey Jr., it has turned out to be pretty funny in this role. And I liked the first one. Somebody kept telling me, go see it, go see it, go see it. And I didn't go. And finally I did, and I actually liked it. So the three we have this time, the first one might catch your attention. It's been getting a lot of play on the tube. If you watch any kind of television, you probably have seen this somewhere mixed in the preview section. But if not, we're going to let you hear a little bit of it. Some of these guys are pretty funny that are in this, and we'll talk about it in a second. But the movie is called Death at a Funeral.
Bro, who's this? You know, I asked myself the same thing my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, who's in this coffin? Because that's not my father.
You got Jackie Chan in there.
Not Burger King. You can't just mess up my order. I cannot wait for this day to be over. Mom won't stop crying.
This is so hard.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, my baby.
Ryan hasn't helped out.
So you come to a lot of funerals?
Come on, man. She's like in the 12th grade.
Well, she may be in 12th grade, but that ass is in grad school. Mm.
I need you to pick up Uncle Russell.
We're going
to
be late, Fanny.
Oh, damn it, Uncle Russell. I love you, but you're going to be in the box next.
My heart's racing.
Here, try this.
You sure?
What's wrong with Oscar?
I gave him one of your Valiums.
So here's the thing. What you thought was Valium is actually like a hallucinogenic.
Hello.
Yikes. What side of the family is he on?
You still think about me, don't you?
I was drunk. You could have been a donkey for all I knew.
Thank you.
Not a compliment, Derek.
Darren, get me in here.
I'm not... What are you doing?
My head is stuck.
I love these fantasies.
No! No, my head is stuck!
And now we'll hear a word from Edward's son, Aaron.
The coffin just moved.
The coffin is moving.
There's somebody struggling to get out.
Let's just burn him and get it over with. Don't you get it?
That was heavy duty, the way your father fell out of his coffin like a dead fish. He was like, wow. I was like, damn.
I'm so sorry to hear about your dad.
Were you guys friends?
Something like that.
You telling me our father was on the down low?
Way down. Now the guy wants $30,000 or he's going to start showing pictures of them doing stuff.
No, I don't believe that. Oh, daddy.
Let me get this straight. Our father was romantically involved with a guy that could fit in his pocket. And you're mad because he's white?
All right, Entertainment Weekly said this version, because it's a remake of Death at a Funeral, comes to life with an unforced bopping raunch, that's interesting, and warmth that eluded the previous tea party. Let me translate. It's a lot better than the last one. So Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, Tracy Morgan, Danny Glover, Regina Hall, names you probably know. And it's everybody coming together because they're burying their husband, their father, And people are shocked by some of the revelations that come out. There's blackmail and all kinds of crazy things. I saw the original one. This one does look like it could be funnier. And Chris Rock and Martin Lawrence together, I think, is a pretty deadly duo anyway. And Tracy Morgan I like, too. All right, here's our next one, rather. And this one, I would probably catch this on DVD. It's called The Perfect Game.
On the mound in the deciding game of the 1957 Little League World Series is Angel Macias. He goes into the windup, and here's the pitch.
Most kids can only dream of playing in the big game. But for 9 boys, that dream is about to become real.
Who taught you to pitch?
Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
You played in the majors?
We'll sort out. I coached.
Will you be our coach? Will you take us to America?
Again! Again!
We take America and make his kids into a real thing.
Well, sometimes God gives us the ability to make them.
What are you two here?
Little League Baseball.
I think you are in love.
Get back to your position.
Monterrey has just been awarded his very first Little League franchise.
We're going to America.
America.
Concerned about how much larger the American kids are.
We're only here to play them, not carry them.
Ain't no Mexican team gonna take our flag.
That's right.
We took up a collection in the church. You and I both know what it means to be underdogs.
You think you know a lot about women, huh?
I know that you have to play harder to win Maria.
Love ain't like baseball.
Yes, it is.
And fall together.
This has truly become an international series.
You boys are making a difference. You can do this.
I never pitched in front of so many people in my life.
All I see is you and me having a catch.
Perfect game.
All right, you gotta love this. Monterrey, Mexico, going to the World Series, wrong side of the tracks, and it sounds like it's the feel-good story, good for kids, an hour, 40 minutes. I say the feel-good story of the weekend. I would probably check it out on DVD, and I think it would be a good watch. I just don't know that I would go to the movies and pay the $10 to see it. And we're going to exit with this one. Exit through the gift shop.
Here I am, the top.
Exit through the gift shop featuring a famous British graffiti artist named Bansky. I don't know if you ever heard of him. It's a documentary comedy biopic. You couldn't tell much by the trailer there. It was worth playing it. And he's renowned for producing street art and for guarding his identity to avoid prosecution. So that's the whole idea here. A French shop owner is trying to capture the world of graffiti art by following some of the best vandals when they're doing their thing, and Bansky tries, you know, to stay undercover. Hang with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
I feel like I say this too often, but I really feel like this year is sailing by. Already we're on April 16th. Whew! April 16th. We're going to go back in history and tell you about some of the highlights, but I will throw this one out you, at you, rather. Charlie Chaplin, his life began in 1889 in London, England. Yep. Remember the first movie he was ever in? I happened to see a clip of that one time from some show I was watching. They were going back and playing old footage and movies. And he was in a movie in 1915 called The Tramp and went on to star in a ton of others like The Great Dictator, The Gold Rush, City Lights, all that sort of stuff. And he's a guy who was seriously ostracized by the film community. And then he was denied reentry after a trip abroad because of his refusal to become an American citizen. His marriages to several teenagers. He definitely went down a strange path, but he was talented at what he did. And he was born on this day. And We'll look at some other highlights from history in just a few. But first, one of my favorite things to do is try to bring a smile to your face when you're cruising down the highway, laying in bed, trying to get to sleep, whatever it is. So we do this little thing called News You Can Abuse. And we start in Boulder, Colorado. A woman named Catherine Pierce is allowed to garden without her bikini top. Check this out. The 52-year-old won a fight with her landlord. She'd been working in the yard wearing just a yellow thong and pink gloves. The Boulder Housing Partners threatened to evict her and her husband after complaints about her going topless. The city housing authority sided with the bare-chested tenant after all, and housing officials are saying that the Boulder City Council recently voted to exempt topless women from a city ban on public nudity. Hey, so there was precedent, right? We go from Colorado to California. One California mayor is high on a downtown pot garden. Mayor Peter Arth wants to lease some property he owns to Cannabis Collective. He's seeking city council approval for this plan to put greenhouses on his three lots. He is a medical marijuana user. He says allowing the downtown garden is going to bring pot growing out of the darkness and into the legal fight. Some of the people in the council are raising security concerns. The council plans to hear public comments in the pot proposal. And a lot of people are going to show up for this. I am certain of it, especially in that area in Dunsmuir, California. Las Cruces, New Mexico. That's a fun place. You know, I use this expression sometimes, where there's smoke, there's fire. Now there's a bong you can throw in the mix. The law enforcement types in New Mexico are charging Andrew Garcia with this, that he managed to set his mobile home on fire with his bong. Was he stoned? What happened? Court documents say Garcia was cleaning his bong with alcohol. Whoops. And an investigator says that he set his curtains ablaze when he tried to light the alcohol-filled marijuana pipe. What was he thinking? An off-duty deputy spotted him driving away from the burning mobile home and alerted authorities. Police report busting Garcia after just a tiny, tiny chase because he was a little bit out of it. Alcohol in a bong. You didn't watch any Cheech and Chong movies. Milwaukee, that's where we're going. It's a T-shirt to help plumbers cover their bottom line. You're going to like this. The Long Tail Tee, oh, we've wanted this for so long, keeps crouching guys from being the butt of major fashion faux pas. The shirt is 3 inches longer than standard T-shirts. It gives a little extra coverage on the back end. Wisconsin-based Duluth Trading says it will sell its Long Tail Tee this month. To celebrate, they're offering plumbers a free Long Tail T-shirt on April 25th. I can't tell you how often, it's not just plumbers, I see guys that bend down to do gardening work or whatever, and I'm thinking, are they just not getting it? This is not an attractive look. Santa Cruz, California. Meters are going up in downtown Santa Cruz, but they're not for parking. They're for panhandlers. The 1950s parking meters are painted red. They're going to be used to collect money for the homeless and pay for stuff like bus fare and official state ID cards. The city council voted unanimously this week to install up to 8 of the vintage meters. Council members hope the meters will discourage panhandling, and they expect the red meters to collect about $1,700 a year. $1,700 a year. How many homeless people do they have? They're going to pay for bus fare and state ID cards. I think you'd need a little more than that. Maybe people will put more into the meters. Findlay, Ohio. It's a hug-in at an Ohio high school. These can be controversial. Findlay High School students are actually protesting a ban on public displays of affection. They were offering hugs in the hall yesterday. The student hugger spread the word through text messages, T-shirts, and signs. The principal says the hug protest was likely sparked by the disciplining of two students for inappropriate conduct in the hallways. Anything more than just hand-holding is a no-no in school. See, that'll teach you to discipline these kids. They're smarter, bigger, and badder these days, right? So they were texting each other, and they had they got kind of got a chuckle out of the principal, I guess. But the policy is, what I just said, no more than hand-holding. A lot of schools actually had that policy because they found students, in some cases, practically rolling around beside the lockers. That's obviously no good. And I don't know, a little peck, though, dating? You think 17, 18-year-olds? You be the judge on that one. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. All right, without further ado, let's head back in history. In 1900, the first book of U.S. postage stamps was issued. The two-cent stamps were available in books of 12, 24, and 48. I went to the post office the other day. What did I pay for a stamp? Does anyone know the answer to that? That could be a question. I won't tell you. That could be the answer on Fair or Foul on Tuesday in our third hour. It's, let's put it this way. It was a lot more than what they paid back then. In 1905, an endowment of a college teacher's pension fund was established by Andrew Carnegie. He donated $10 million of personal money to set up the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. And that was a big deal then, a big deal now. In 1968, baseball's longest night game was completed after 24 innings. The game took 6 hours, 6 minutes to play. The winner, the Houston Astros. That's a pretty cool moment in history. In 87, from the Here's How Not to Be Like Howard Stern, the Federal Communications Commission warned U.S. radio stations to watch the use of indecent language on the airwaves. It was directed at shock jocks like Stern, and it's gone on to some fame. They say some stations, the FCC, had gone way beyond the seven dirty words that were made famous by comedian George Carlin in a routine from the early 70s. I had to sign a contract once that said I wouldn't use certain words. It was when I was in New York at the Fan, because they had some problems with some hosts or were worried about some of the hosts and what they might say. That was the home of, and still is the home of, Don Imus, after all. All right, it's time, Mr. Donovan Madsen, doing such a great job on the technicals, for that birthday music. Boy, a lot of people not happy with Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict turns 83. He was elected to his position as the highest leader of the Catholic Church in 2005. Celebrating a birthday, and his movie comes out, I mentioned this, Martin Lawrence. 45 years old. He was pretty funny in Bad Boys. I liked Bad Boys a lot. Ellen Barkin, she's in a great movie called The Big Easy, 55 years old. He was a stud with the Lakers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 63 years old. He was the guy who perfected the skyhook, and the term skyhook came about because of him. Bobby Vinton, Blue Velvet, other songs, a crooner back in the day. 75 years old. Also, celebrating a birthday, the guy that I mentioned, if he were still walking among us, Charlie Chaplin would be 121 years old. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday and you have a lot of candles, lean in close, take a big breath, and blow them all out.